Limud share today, I'd like to start the first Reb Chaim in the Sefer, and especially with the critique of the Chazon Ish and the defense of Reb Chaim by Reb Moshe Soloveitchik from Tzirich, and we'll see if down the line we want to continue with Reb Chaim. And the approach here would be to try to see if we can extrapolate from Reb Chaim certain elements in his Derech HaLimut. Now, we are somewhat familiar, and we've discussed this Reb Chaim in the past. It's the beginning of the Sefer Tzilchus Yisori HaTor Perkei. And what we do know is that the Sugya in Sanhedrin establishes that Esther is Karka Olam. That was a statement of Abaye. And that would answer the question why, if you assume that Esther was an Eishes Ish, she would not have to give up her life rather than have a relationship with Achashverosh. Rav, on the other hand, says Hanas Atzmo Shaini. Now, the reason that Rav's Hanas Atzmo Shaini plays a role is simply because we're talking about Farhesia. The impression you get is that we're not dealing with Eishes Ish Mamish, either because Bias Akum is not considered Eishes Ish, is not a Bia that engenders Gilarais and Yehorg Val Yavor, or alternatively she was not married to Mordechai. But be that as it may, the Gemara says Va Esther Farhesia Havi, and Rava comes up with his Hanas Atzmo Shaini. Tosus himself is bothered by that opinion that would have it that Esther was included in Arayos. And Tosus says that the Gemara could have just as well asked the question for Esther Gil Arayos, and that would be Machayev to give up her life. But in that case, Tosus says, Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, and Rava wouldn't doubt this, that Karka Olam is a mitigating circumstance and removes the chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh. The problem is that if it's Befarhesia, then the Gemara thought Nahava Mina that Karka Olam is not a mitigating circumstance, and perhaps that's Rava Shita. Abai came up with a chiddush that even in the case of Farhesia, Karka Olam is going to remove the chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh in the case of Farhesia. Now, before we go on in Tosfos, let's just read the Rambam and see what chidushim we have here in the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about a Nochri who forces a Jew to violate one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and the Rambam applies the principle of Yavor Ve'al Yehorik. But then he says that only applies to Shar mitzvahs, it doesn't apply to Shalosh Averos Chamuros, and there he has to give up his life. And this is all based on the very famous statement in the Gemara of Rab Shimon ben Yehot Tzadok, who says that Kol Aver Shabbatorim Omer Lo Li Adam Avar V'Al Tehoreg Yavar V'Al Yehoreg Chutz Mi Avodah Zorah Gil Usam Shichas Domim. Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says, is derived from V'Ahavta As Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Me'odecha. That's as far as Avodah Zorah is concerned. Gilei Arayos and Shfichas Damim is a much more complicated Yalfusa. It's based on a brice of Rebbe. Rebbe has a hekesh between Nara Murasa and Rotzeach. In Rotzeach, we say Yahorik Val Yov, rather than kill someone else, you be killed. And by analogy, in the case of Nara Murasa, the Boel, at least, should give up his life rather than have relations with a Nara Murasa. As far as the Nivellus is concerned, that's the Sugi of Karka Olam. How do we know that in Ritzicha you cannot kill someone else in order to save your life? And the Gemara answers the famous Svar Miyemar, the Domach Didach Sumach Tfei. Now, Tosfos asks the following question. If Karka Olam is a mitigating circumstance, and according to Abai, that's even as far as Gilei Arayos Mamish, then what is the deeper meaning and the application of karka'ol? It would seem, says Tosus, the karka'ol means the loka avid maisa. And what we're going to derive from rotseach is that just like in rotseach, you're chayv to give up your life, so too in gilui arayos you have to give up your life. But just like in rotseach, we're talking about a case where you will kill someone in order to save your skin actively. That means mekuvase. So too in gilui arayos, we're talking about violating gilui arayos mekuvase. And Tos says the following. What would be a case in Rotzeach, if Rotzeach is the Malamed here, that becomes the paradigm, what would be a case of Lo Avid Maisa? Kagon, Tosus says, Shemashlichet Oso Alatinok V'nismayach. So in other words, the guy gives you two choices. Either you allow yourself to be thrown onto the baby, and the baby will die from the sheer weight weighing down, or you will be killed. And Mistavra says, Tosus, She'eno Chayev Limsar Atzmo. Why? Because the svara of my chazis can work in both directions. I can't decide that my blood is redder than his, choose to save my life at the expense of his, but on the other hand, I can't say the other way around, that his blood is redder than mine. So basically, I can't make that decision. And if so, then shevi al taseh, just avoid doing a maisa. Now we equate, we take Rotzech and we equate Gilui Arayos to Rotzech, and the same thing applies to Rotzech, that I have to be passive, which in the case of a man is, although it's theoretically possible, it's not generally the case. In the case of a woman, it's quite common that she will be karka olam to lo kovid mice, and therefore since Gilui Arayos and the Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh of Gilui Arayos is derived from Rotzeach. In Rotzeach Gufa, the Melamed, you would not have to give up your life in a case of Mashlichen Osal HaTinok of the Loka Avid Mais. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention Karka'ol. It would sound, says Reb Chaim, that the Rambam holds that Yehorig Val Yavar applies straight across the board without any exception, even in the case of Gilui Arayos. That's a straightforward reading of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Chutz mi avodah zarah gilui arayos u'shfichas damim, whereas in these three cases, yehoreg v'al yavar, the Rambam includes gilui arayos. He doesn't make any distinction here between he and she, between the kovid maisa and the lo kovid maisa. So the whole karka olam seems to go down the river in the Rambam. It doesn't get even a mention. And in fact, this is a machlokas rishonim. The Baal HaMor and the Malchamis, the Ramban and Malchamis, discuss this, and they hold that Esther is not Arayos, because this sugya holds that she was not married to Mordechai, or perhaps Bias Nochri is not considered Arayos. And that's why she doesn't have to give up her life. But if it was Gilui Arayos, then she would have to give up a life even if she's Karka'ol. And the Rambam doesn't recognize this distinction of Karka'ol. So therefore, the Rambam came to the conclusion that in Arayos, Yehorig Val Yavar, and the Rambam doesn't differentiate between the man and the woman. If it's Gilui Arayos, Yehorig Val Yavar. But the problem here is that Tosus already proved from Rotzeach, that in the case of the low covid mice, there's no chiyuv to give up your life, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. And we know from the sugya that Gilui Arayos is only a derivation from Rotzeach. And if in Rotzeach, we're not going to force you or require of you to give up your life in a low COVID mice situation, we'll call it in a passive situation, then if that be the case, Gilui Arayos couldn't be any more chamur than Rotzeach. Dai l'vom min hadin. So if in Rotzeach there's no chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh in the case of the low COVID mice, then by analogy, in the case of Gilei Arayos, there's no Yehoreg Val Yavar in a case where there's low COVID mice. And now we've just proven that according to Shita Satosvis, at least, you don't have to give up your life in Gilei Arayos. But according to the Rambam, who doesn't make any distinctions, it would seem quite clear that she, like he, would have to give up her life rather than violate Gilei Arayos, even though she's Karka Ola. She would have to give up a life in all situations, and that doesn't make sense, because in Ritzicha, clearly, Tosis creates this construct where they're going to throw you on the baby. You don't have to give up your life rather than allow them to throw you on the baby. And it's low COVID mice, so how could Gilei Arayos be any more chomer than Rotzeach? So Reb Chaim says that in Ritzicha, the difference between Maisa Biyadayim and the Loka Ovid Maisa is not the way we think it. Think of it as a distinction in the Chomer, the Chumras Avera. In fact, I'm not sure, says Reb Chaim, which of these two is more severe. You're giving up your life and dying, and he being killed. In both cases, it's a nefesh, and both nefashas are equal in the eyes of the Torah. But rather, since you don't know what to do, says Reb Chaim, Keva de shtei nefashas shkulas heim, al kein tzarch liol shevi al taseh. In other words, he can't make that decision. Well, his life is more important than mine. My life is more important than him. We have shtei nefashas shkulas. It would almost be like shnei ritzichos she'enam dochos zu et zu. And if this be the case, then we have a problem, because in Arayos, what are we going to say? That whole life is the same as Arayos? That's all shakul? But rather what we're going to say is that we derive it from Rotzeach, and just in Rotzeach the din is that you cannot be docha the lav and the avera of ritzich of murder for the sake of pikuach nefesh to save your skin. Is therefore we go back to the principle of shevi al taseh, and the distinction between shevi al taseh v'aisi v'dayim, and that should apply straight across the board. So as we'll soon see, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has a lot to add to this last sentence in paragraph number one of Reb Chaim. There are two paragraphs. Let's read it again. Came in the Alfinami Rotzeach Beikar Adin, the Eino Nidchem Nepikuach Nefesh, Memela Hoda Dina, the Shevi Alta, so Maisi Adam Shovim, Ubechol Gavni, Tehoreg, Vial Tavor. So here's Reb Chaim justifying the Rambam's position that a woman in Gilei Arayos, even though she Shevi Alta, has to give up her life. And the reason for that is because we're only going to derive from Rotzeach Ikar Adin. And what's the Ikar Adin? That the principle of Echaibahem is suspended. And if it's suspended in the case of Rotzeach, then by definition it has to be suspended in the case of Gilei Arayos. So if there's no Pikuach Nefesh, what I mean to say is, if there's no movement, or shall we call it, a shita of the Alfuso from Rotzeach in the Rambam's frame of reference is more of a technical one. It's sort of external rather than internal. We're not talking about putting, just like we put Ritzich on the scale against Pikuach Nefesh, we're going to do the same with Gilei Arayos and Pikuach Nefesh. No, that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is analyzing V'chai Bohem and Pikuach Nefesh to see when it applies and when it doesn't apply. And if we're assuming that in Rotzeach, Pikuach Nefesh does not apply, and there's nothing to be matir, the Avera of Rotzeach, then by definition, by equation, there's nothing to be matir the Avera of Gilei Arayos. And therefore, if there's no matter of a chaybaim in Gilei Arayos, it matters not whether you're him or her, or in this position or that position, b'shevi al tas b'kuvaseh, it's all irrelevant. Now, at this point, if we took a summary, an overview of Reb Chaim's position in the Rambam, what basically is happening is that Reb Chaim is accepting Tosfos as far as Ritzicha is concerned. That was never an issue. The Rambam would also agree that in Ritzicha we would apply the principle of Shevi Al Taseh. That's as far as Ritzicha is concerned. That's Shtei Nefashos Shkulos. And now what you want to do is you want to apply somehow that logic through the Alfusa, through the Hekesh 2 between Gilui Arayis and Ritzicha to the case of Gilui Arayis. Now, how do you apply that logic? You know, in Gilui Arayis, you have to decide one way or the other. You can't talk about Shnei Shvat and the Fasha Shkulos. But the Chiddush of the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, is that what we're going to do in Ritzicha is we're going to sort of abstract the final halacha, which is that there's no pikuach nefesh. Again, the logic behind that might be because we have shtei nefesh of shkulos. You know, you can't kill Shimon because maybe Shimon is just as good as you, and we can't allow Reuven to die for the defense of Shimon because maybe Reuven's life is at least as yellow, as red as Shimon. So you're in that bind. So at the end of the day, what are you going to do? You're going to do nothing. The low covered mice, the Shevi Alta, so that's called Karka'ol. Reb Chaim wants to say in the Rambam that we go one step further, that the reason why you're going to be Shevi Alta is because there's no heter on the Pikuach Nefesh. Or I should say, no heter of Pikuach Nefesh. If that be the case, we can certainly extract that and apply it to Gilui Arayis through this Hekesh and say that Gilui Arayis also is no heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Now, the insight here of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is, let's just see where we can focus in. Just give me a minute. And he says the following, that the Chazon Ish has a problem. L'chora lo yalfidin barayos di eino nidchem v'nei pikuach nefesh. Sherei gamber tzicha lo chomra avera goremes shalo tidochem v'nei pikuach nefesh ele nefesh hanerag eino nitenes lidochos. He says the following, that in the case of Ritzicha, we don't know that the Torah suspends Pikuach Nefesh, but rather we cannot use Pikuach Nefesh to wipe out the Nirtzach, you know, the other guy that's about to be killed. And that's considered Ibud Nefesh. So you're going to tell me, well, we want to save a Nefesh, but that doesn't mean we can be Ma'abi the Nefesh. That doesn't make any sense. So what are we going to do? We're going to be left with nothing, no guidelines, and we're going to be passive. That's okay. But says the Chazon Ish, that logic doesn't apply at all to Gilui Arayis. In other words, we're not weighing Gilui Arayis on the scale against Misa, against V'chai Bohem. Says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that L'chora, he writes, Kosh aleim eochachas ha-tosvis, right, the Tosvis logic is, it seems to be a very solid, impeccable logic. But he says that what Reb Chaim wants to do is he wants to be mefarish the svar the gemara miyemar, and what's written in the miyemar. What's the deeper meaning of the word miyemar? And he says nirali ba'avonas nivrei agrachzal the after adin shel yehorik vayaver shove beritzicho barayis, the echad nilmad michaver becholzos shonim heim the etzem dinam ubi yisodam. So we thought that the din of yehorik vayaver and ritzicho and arayis, since one is right for the other, are identical. He says no. There are very fundamental differences between the two. He says, "Hine yesh lanu din v'chol Torah kula shepikuach nefesh ha'adam is docha kol yisuri Torah shenemar v'chay b'evlo sheyomus behem." Aber me'il mole halimut shepikuach nech dofesh docha Shabbos v'chol yisurim shabat Torah haya mechuyav limsar nafsho. So again, if there was no limud, if there was no v'chai b'hem, then he would have to give up his life for any avera, and it would make no difference whether the avera was violated b'maisa mini b'kum v'aseh or below maisa b'shevi al taseh, because whatever it is, you're violating an isa, and you can't violate an isa if there's no v'chai b'hem. But the Torah in v'chai b'hem revealed to us that the Nefesh HaAdam trumps all Yisurei Torah. It's more important than all Yisurei Torah. The saving of human life is more important than any of these Yisurei Torah. Now, in the case of Avodah Zarah, you remember that the Gemara quoted the pasuk called Nafshecha. There's no V'chai Bohem in the case of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, what we're going to have to say in the case of Avodah Zarah, based on this Yalfusa, is that pikuach nefesh ha'adam nidche mipnei isa avodas kochav mazolos, that there is no halachic status or validity as far as there is no v'chai b'hem to be doche the law of the avira of avodas zara, and pikuach nefesh doesn't play a role here. And now at this point, there's no difference between a violation of Avodah Zarah b'maisa or below maisa, because in this case there's always going to be an avera, whether it's b'shevi al tes or b'maisa, and we don't have pikuach nefesh to be docha, and that's where it's going to get, you know, it's going to be a very severe situation where in Avodah Zarah, with the absence of the mechanism of pikuach nefesh, because the Torah says b'chol nafshecha, you're going to have to give him your life rather than violate Avodah Zarah, either b'kum v'aseh or b'shevi al taseh. Again, it's hard to construct the case of Avodah Zarah b'shevi al taseh. He says, kol zeh hu b'avodah zarah. In Avodah Zarah we have a Yalfusa, so we can say the Yalfusa somehow suspends v'chai bohem, and it doesn't matter now whether the Avera of Avodah Zarah is implemented with an active action or with a passive action. But now let's fast forward to Ritzicha. We don't have any Alfusa for Ritzicha. There's no din of Yahavta, you know, B'chol Levavcha. It's all based on a Svara. Therefore, we don't have any Alfusa that would take Pikuach Nefesh and neutralize V'chai B'hem as far as the Aver of Ritzicha. Because basically the Aver Ritzich, like any Aver in the Torah, lends itself to V'chai Bohem. The only problem is that in the case of Ritzich, we have another V'chai Bohem, and those two V'chai Bohems are equal, and they, so to speak, cancel each other out. But Reb Chaim is using a certain logic here, which I wanted to share with you. He says, the way Reb Moshe formulates it, Mashik Goreim Hadin shall yehorik val yavar beritzicha lo averis aritzicha goremis el nafsho shall asheni. This is a fascinating thing. As far as the avera is concerned, in the case of ritzicha, like any other avera, with the exception of avodah zarah, we would trump the avera for the sake of pikuach nefesh. But in this particular case, we don't have the luxury of doing so. And we can't say, so again, pikuach nefesh would apply, but then what are you going to do? You're going to kill somebody in order to save your nefesh, because what about him? So if you can kill him without, I'm sorry, if you can violate the Isur Ritzicha, this is a very strange abstract formula, if you can violate the Averis Ritzicha but not snub out someone's nefesh, again, I haven't a clue how you would accomplish that feat, then in a chinami there would be no din of Yarek Val Yava. And what we really need over here in the case of Ritzicha is some sort of new svar that despite the v'chai bohem that applies to this avera like it does to any other avera. And therefore, if you could have a situation of violating the Isur Tzicha without Ibud Nefesh, you would be allowed to do so for the sake of saving someone's life. But rather, what we have is Ibud Nefesh. And the Ibud Nefesh of Asheni is no less severe than the Ibud Nefesh of the Rotzech himself. So if he, the Rotzech, applies the rule, the universal rule of v'chai bohem, in order to allow him to kill someone else, and we don't know if that someone else is greater or less than you, whose blood is redder, and so forth and so on, what we're left with is shtei nefashos shkulos. And if we have shtei nefashos shkulos, then we could apply the din that we learned from Ritzicha. Because again, in Ritzicha, it's not, the issue is not the avera for Ritzicha. That's not why there's Yehorek Val Yava. It's because of the mitzius, if you will, of Ibud Nefesh. Oh, so now, what happens when we apply this to Gili Arayis? He says, with regard to Ritzicha lo avera, averas Ritzicha goremes ella Ibud Nefesh al sheni, ushtei nefashos shkulos. You can't begin to apply any sort of matir of pikuach nefesh of v'chai bohem. None of that is going to work because we're stuck with a situation where we're going to have to, in order to save your skin, we're going to have to take his life, and that we can't do. So what do we do in the shnei nefashos shkulos? So if Miyamar is the same, is identical as Shnei Nefasha Shkulos, then you have the din of Shevi Altas at the low covid mice. And that's what we're going to do in Ritzicha. But now we have a little bit of a challenge because we have to make that jump from Ritzicha to Gili Arayis. And the logic of Shnei Nefasha Shkulos has no apparent application or relevance in the case of Gili Arayis. And now we're at a dead end because we have to decide what do we learn in this Hekesh from Ritzicha to Gili Arayis. In Gili Arayis there's no shtei nefashos shkulos. He says, Il mole hoya ba arayis kayim adin shal v'chai b'hem kamo b'ritzicha. If we had a din of v'chai b'hem with regard to arayis, then the din would be yavar val yehorek. So we're at a deadline here, we're at a deadlock, because in Ritzicha we were able to say that no, v'chai b'hem does apply, but we have a problem with shtei nefashos shkulos. If we're going to say that v'chai b'hem applies in Gili Arayis, then straight across the board, you would not give up your life for the aver of Gili Arayis. So we have to come up with a new din, he says. And what is this new din? In order to justify this equation between Ritzicha and Gili Arayis, and that is that even in Ritzicha, to these very heavy laden lines, he says, after Ritzicha ein ze din chadash u'misuyim klal, mikomakom,
Kevin shehukshon hakasuv dinam lemaisa shoven.
So this is like an external equation. Now, in Ritzicha we have this mechanism called shteinefashos shkulos. In Arise we don't have that, so we have to engender based on this yalfusa some new din, and that din applies even though we don't have nefashos shkulos. The limit from Ritzicha, he says, yesh lomar da hekesh ba lomar da din barayis ubertzicha hu shoven. This is very good, because he's saying that there's a hekesh l'din. Hekesh l'din meaning only as far as the final conclusion. Less yesh linog, it's a din niug b'shneim b'shoven. It's not an internal equation between the two, because the logic and the mechanics that works by Ritzicha could not possibly be operate by Gilui Arayis. But rather, we take a certain minig l'maisa that results from the fact that shneim shkulim. So it must mean that to make some sense out of this hekesh, that shouldn't be an empty set, we have the same dinim, as we said before, the same niyug l'maisa in both Ritzicha and Gilui Arayis, even though the internal logic is not applicable. In Ritzicha, the logic was shtei nefashos shkulos. In the case of Gilui Arayis, the only thing we could possibly derive from this hekesh is that there's no pikuach nefesh, there's no v'chai b'hem to be docha the aver of Gilui Arayis. Again, in the case of Ritzicha, we're going to say that you're not going to override Ritzicha based on v'chai b'hem for a logical reason. There's no pasuk for that. It's only a svar of mi'emar. In the case of Arayis, though, we have a pasuk, and that's the hekesh. And that's going to teach us that in the case of Arayis, there's no docha, there's no koach of a chaybahem to override the Iser of Gilui Arayis. He quotes here the Chazon Ish that says that Averis Arayis chosh v'torki with nefesh. As the Chazon Ish, on the other hand, wants to apply the same exact logic of shtei nefashos shkulos in Ritzicha to Gilui Arayis and set up an equation here between Gilui Arayis and v'chai bohem. And he writes that Gilui Arayis chosh v'torki ibud nefesh. So again, even though there's no other nefesh involved in whose life would be taken by violating Gilui Arayis, but nevertheless, it's shkula, it's considered as if there was a nefesh. So the Chazon Ish writes that in Arayos, even though there is no svara of nefesh achas against another nefesh, or anything of that sort, but nevertheless, the Torah is telling us that, what? That Arayos is like Ibud Nefesh. That's how intolerable it is. And therefore, this is what Tosus means, that even though in Arayos there's no one nefesh against the nefesh in the literal sense, but nevertheless, the din is that you have to be shev v'altas. That's the svar of Tosfos. And that really is what Reb Chaim is saying over here, because Reb Chaim is writing that the kavan of Tosfos is kevin derotzechu misvar demai chazis im kein gam hu Mishkachas le di aiv bazed din rotzeach v'gak to lo levit meisa gam kein lo havi chiyuv limsaras atzma not ziyomer adaraba my chazes the donk the chavri demuchsvei came to lo kavit meisa. In other words, the din is shevi altaser because you have the my chazes on both sides. Im kein hu adin nara murasa the alfinim rotzeach came to lo. And according to this approach, the limud of the alfus of the hekesh is not on the ikar din. It's not on the ikar din dechia,
and the mechanics of why we're not doche, the aver, but rather it's on the hanhogel maisa. But now Rav Chaim is going to suggest a different kind of understanding of this limud of hekesh from Gilui Arayos to from Ritzicha to Gilui Arayos. The second way is to say that just like in Ritzicha, there's no din of v'chai b'hem, v'vitzias. So because the Torah is saying that there's one v'chai b'gen against the other, so to Arayos there's no din of v'chai b'hem. In Ritzicha there is no din of v'chai b'hem because it's not shaykh to say v'chai b'hem. There's another nefesh which is shkula to your nefesh. So where are you going to place the v'chai b'hem? In other words, even though fundamentally there is a din of v'chai b'hem in Ritzicha, but practically you cannot implement that din because of the second v'chai b'hem. But in Arayos, if there was a din of v'chai b'hem, then yavar ve'al yeharik. And therefore we must assume that the Gzeres HaKosuv here, this Hekesh, is coming to teach us that there is no din of v'chai b'hem. And just like we saw already in the precedent of Avodas Kochav Mazolos, that there was a new din based on V'chol Nafshcha, that there's no V'chai B'hem, so too, in the case of Arayos, there's no din of V'chai B'hem. And therefore, there's no room, according to the Rambam Shita, to make a difference between an Avera B'maisa or an Avera B'limaisa. Whenever we say that there's no Heter V'chai B'hem, and the Avera cannot be, you cannot override the Avera for the sake of V'chai B'hem, because there is no Heter V'chai B'hem, then the Avera is the Avera, whether it's V'kum V'aseh V'sheh V'altaseh. And this becomes very clear from Reb Chaim. And if this be the case, then Reb Chaim has a very solid, justification of the Rambam Shita. He says that the Rambam holds like Tosfos in Ritzicha, that you don't have to give up your life in Shevi Altaseh. Reb Chaim is going to give a whole other explanation for that, as we'll soon see later in his second answer. But based on the fact that there's no need to give up your life in Shevi Altaseh, and the fact that that logic is not going to apply in the case of Gilui Arayos, the Alfusa from Ritzicha to Gilui Arayos is going to teach us that for Gilui Arayos, even in the case of Shevi Altaseh, you'd have to give up your life. Now, Reb Chaim's kasha on Tosfos is, how can you possibly compare Nara Murasa in the case of Karka Olam of Shevi Altaseh to the case where they force you to be thrown onto the Tinok? There's no equation at all. In the case where they force you to be thrown on the Tinok, that's not Ritzich at all. There's no Shvichas Dom, there's no violation of any Avera. And the Chazanish writes, Tema, Halo Nochri Amashlicho Choshiv Ki Ruach Metsuya. Ve'ilu Ola V'Rosh HaGag, Kidei She Yipol B'Ruach Metsuya Latinok V'Yargenu Choshiv Rotzeach. V'yem Eno Chayev Misa, D'lo Choshiv Ritzicha Le'inyem Misa, El Dehemis B'Koach, Moshe Kosov Tosfos for Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin Aval Averis Ritzicha Yeshkan Ve'ilu Omrulo Alei Al Agag V'Tipol Al Atinok Im Ein Ola Hargecha Yehorg Val Yava V'Ein Chiluk Im Ruach Mashlicho O Shor O Nochri Kol Shehar Ritzicha Mizumenes. What difference to make if the wind pushes him off the precipice, or it's a guy who as long as it's set and it's going to happen, it's predictable. And therefore, although if he stands in his place where he is, frozen in his tracks, there's no Maisa Ritzicha, and therefore we couldn't put him to death, but in Eino Eitzalatinok, if they force him to go up there in a place where he'll fall when they push him over onto the Tinok, then it would be a Hargval Yava. And again, this is a very interesting insight on the part of the Chazon Ish into Tosfos, that maybe Tosfos is talking about a case where they force him to walk, and therefore he's got to get, you know, position himself for Kochos Atzma, who is at the precipice. But Rav Soloveitchik here points out that the language of Tosfos doesn't seem to indicate that, but rather Tosfos says V'chein Gabi Rotzeach Nami Im Lo Haya Osa Maisa Lo Haya Tzarech Limsar Atzmo Kegon She'omer Lo Hanach Lanu Sheni Kachachov V'Nashlicha Latinok. So it's clear that Tosfos is talking about a case where he doesn't do a Maisa, but again the Chazon Ish is still making a very good point that if he would have to do a Maisa, that would be Ritzicha B'Kumvaseh. Okay, Rav Olsai, this is where we're going to stop for now. There's a lot more here in this piece, but the hour is late, and Shkarchen, thanks for joining us.